Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Keith, K-E-I-T-H, P-A-I-V-A, address is 13275 Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R Street, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-513-0388. ID is XXX XXX 3895, date of birth 1/27/1995, 27-year-old, single, self-employed farmer, insurance is United Agriculture, pharmacy is Walgreens, East Avenue, 530-899-0887, it's address 2. Addressed to Dr. Kevin R. Sorensen, S-O-R-E-N-S-E-N, D period, O period, Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926-3509, phone 530-345-0064, fax 530-345-0680. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation, second opinion for care of breakthrough seizures, current medications, none, current complaints, none. Dear Dr. Sorensen, thank you for referring Keith Pieva for neurological evaluation regarding recent recommendations for initiation of anticonvulsant treatment. Du paragraph, as you may remember, Keith has a childhood history of having, quote, petit mal epilepsy, unquote, for which he was treated for several years and then did well off medication for a fairly long period of time until he developed difficulties with breakthrough generalized convulsions associated with sleep deprivation and intoxication with alcohol and cocaine in the past. New paragraph, he has been absent now from any drug use for a period of months. Subparagraph, his last breakthrough seizure occurred in a circumstance of extended travel with sleep deprivation followed by alcohol consumption in July of 2021, subparagraph, he's been seizure-free and without clinical symptoms since that time by his report, new paragraph. He was hospitalized on two occasions with his breakthrough seizures at Enloe Hospital, seeing Dr. Singh, S-I-N-G-H, Dr. P-A-R-A-M-J-I-T, Singh, M-D, where a diagnostic electroencephalography was completed most recently on September 6, 2021. Subparagraph, that study was unremarkable. New paragraph, a diagnostic electron MR brain imaging study was accomplished on October 2, 2021, also at Enloe Medical Center, and was otherwise unremarkable. New paragraph, his neurological examination today is really quite normal. He is a well-developed, well-nourished, young, right-handed farmer who is alert-oriented, pleasant, appropriate for the clinical circumstances, and no distress. His immediate, recent, remote memories are all preserved, as is attention, concentration. Thinking is logical, goal-oriented, and appropriate for the clinical circumstances without unusual ideation. New paragraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12, unremarkable. New paragraph, motor examination, athletic motor tone, build and development, new paragraph, no adventitious movements, tremor, new paragraph, sensory examination is normal. Cerebellar testing shows no evidence of tremor with rest, intention, or movement. Range of motion of extremities is preserved without inducible rigidity. New paragraph, deep tendon reflexes deferred. New paragraph, ambulatory examination fluid and non-ataxic. New paragraph, diagnostic impression, remote childhood history of, quote, petit mal epilepsy, unquote, subparagraph, resolved, new paragraph, history of intoxication and stress-related breakthrough generalized convulsions, two occasions, with no recurrence since last year in sobriety and avoidance of risk-related circumstances. Recommendations. Previously, Dr. Rothfeld carefully discussed with him avoidance of risk factors for breakthrough convulsions when he was followed off medication. New paragraph. Today, in review of Dr. Singh's recommendations that he be initiated on anticonvulsant medication, I agreed with those recommendations, and he is accepting of this second opinion. New paragraph, we will initiate Keppra, 250 milligrams to begin twice a day for the first week, increasing to 500 milligrams twice a day, and followed thereafter. New paragraph, I indicated to him that for safety purposes and for his consideration of ongoing care and good health, that I would anticipate that he should stay on the medication for 5 years before attempted tapering. Because of increased risk for breakthrough seizures, having had more than one convulsion in circumstances of cerebrocortical irritability and intoxication. New paragraph, I will see him for MedCheck reevaluation in 3 months and follow him in on a 3 to 6 month basis. New paragraph, he'll contact our office should experience any difficult circumstances in the meantime, and then sign respectfully with my professional signature.